Good morning. It's July 22nd, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book of the same name. Today's title is Ubiquitous. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. Psalm 139, 7. Maybe every physician has experienced this, but I know for a fact that obstetricians experience it all the time. I'm talking about four people in labor, distributed from 8 to 30 hours in, and they will all deliver within 5 minutes of each other. It happens over and over and over. And the only problem is that you have to be in four places at once. Just four. This probably happens to everyone in all walks of life. I just feel more stressed and sorry for myself than I do for everyone else. Needless to say, I simply cannot be four places at once, and everyone in my profession has had the experience of, quote, missing, unquote, a delivery. While in my hospital there are more than enough competent nurses to handle routine situations, it is still disappointing for the physician, and probably sometimes at least a little disappointing for the new mom, when we run in just in time to deliver a bouncing baby placenta. Of course, she has the actual new baby to compensate. Lucky for us, God doesn't have this problem. Theologians use three terms to describe God's cardinal characteristics or attributes: omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence. The latter of these means he could do four deliveries, or 4 billion deliveries, simultaneously. Omnipresence means ubiquitous, the ability to be present everywhere at the same instant in time. First of all, God is spirit, and limitless in form. Furthermore, he's outside of time, since he created it. He is all-powerful and all-knowing. That means he knows what you need and when you need it. Thinking of God's attributes always reminds me of Jim Carrey and Bruce Almighty. He quickly realizes that responding to billions of prayer requests per minute, even using a computer, even answering all yes or all no, proves to be simply impossible. And that underscores just one single aspect of God's attributes. So don't ever catch yourself thinking God is too busy for your little problem, or isn't listening, or isn't present. He isn't too busy, he is listening, and he is present. Ubiquitous. Great word for words with friends, as long as you can find an OUS out there, but also a really reassuring quality of our God. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good. Proverbs 15:3. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am with them. Matthew 18:20. Thank you, Father. We praise your name, knowing that you see into all our hearts, have the power to save us and lead us, and are miraculously always present in our moment of need. Amen. That's Isaac Stern playing Rimsky-Korsakov's famous Flight of the Bumblebee. We'll see you tomorrow.